and all this stuff where people in different denominations battle one another with church. And I always came down, and you heard me say this before, of how do you describe that? And I call it non-understandingism, because that's one of those things where a human brain can't understand the power of God, right? We just cannot understand that power, that always existing, creating, having everything planned out and knows what's going to take place, knowing who will come to his son for salvation. That's the appointment, right? Now, scripture tells us that Jesus Christ died for the whole world, John 3:16, right? We know that. So we get into this, what's our appointment? And we have an appointment. Do you have an appointment? What's our appointment? Like, a couple months ago when we were in the UK, we told you this, I think Jen told you this story, where we were trying to run to our flight, right? So we were stuck in TSA, stuck at TSA in the UK in London, and we're stuck there because we don't go through the machine, so we get pat down, and it becomes a problem, especially in the UK, because we're crazy Americans and we believe in our freedoms. We kind of cause a cog in the wheel of how things roll. And so we got through, and you know, they made us stand there for like 45 minutes, and we were going to miss our plane. And they were like, you can walk through the machine. And then, did I tell you this? So I was getting mad, you know, sometimes I get a little too mad. So I was getting a little mad. And I said, listen, I can walk through the metal detector without a problem. No problem. You can do a pat down. No problem. But they were just, I said, listen, if I'm not through there in 15 minutes, we were going to miss our plane. I'm going to take off all my clothes right here. And Jen's like, Jeff, what are you doing? What are you doing? I was like, I'm telling you. So the lady went to talk to the guy. You know, like within 30 seconds, we were through the gate. You know, they didn't want to see me. But I was ready, baby. I was like, come on. I just wanted to do it for the excitement of it. But anyhow, we get through, and we're going to miss our appointment. We had an appointment. We had an appointment to get on that plane. And so Jen and the girls were running down the airport to get to the gate. And I was looking at my thing. I ran to another gate, which I didn't know was changed to another gate. So I'm running the wrong way, and they're running down because we had an appointment. And that appointment was there for this time frame. We had a short window of time to make that appointment. And if we missed that appointment, to get onto that plane wasn't waiting for us. They're gone. And who wants to be stuck in London? I don't want to be stuck in London. I want to come back to the United States. But if we miss that appointment, and that's what scripture is talking about right here. If we go back to Acts, where in Acts, going back to Acts 13:46, which we talked about last week, then Paul and Barnabas answered them boldly, we had to speak the word of God to you first. He's talking to the Jews. Since you rejected it and do not consider yourself worthy of eternal life. When we talk about the appointments, and we talk about where the church talks about predestination and being elected, it comes down still to a choice. A choice that we have. There's under the non-understanding of how it looks in my mind and how it works, we know salvation has been given to all people. All people. And scripture says if you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior, that He has taken away your sins, and you put your trust, right, in Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you believe in Him as your Savior, you believe that He died, was buried, and rose again, and you believe that, guess what? And we confess that, we are a believer. Amen? Amen. Right? That's our appointed time, so that's open to all the world. But yet God knows, through His vast knowledge of setting the world in knowledge, like everything's based upon him in that. He knows who is going to accept Christ. He knows who is going to believe, and he knows who is going to reject. And that's where some of the issues come in, right? Where we as people then get mad at God. I mean, I've heard people say, how could I? That's so unfair. But, you know, you're not really reading what scriptures, understand the whole package here. And people don't, and they just want to be mad at God, which I don't know why. I mean, we all kind of then turn, and many times we go back to say, well, God, my life isn't perfect. All this stuff is going on. You think of Erica Kirk, where she could have said, God, you took my God, I'm left here as a widow. God, I have these young children I have to raise. I am so mad at you for taking this from me, right? She could have done that, but what does she do? As a believer, as a mature believer, she comes out and says, I forgive my husband's killer. I forgive my husband's killer. Powerful. Powerful to watch that take place. But the Jews here, the Jews rejected Jesus Christ. They rejected the salvation of Jesus Christ. And that's where we are. Like, so today, in our modern world, okay, well, this is thousands of years ago we're reading from, but in our modern world, we have people all around us that they'll see an event like this memorial service and the gospel's presented, or they'll go to a church, or they'll go and they'll listen to something online and the gospel's presented, and that their appointment, right? Is that their appointment? Are they going to be there for the appointment? Are they going to reject their appointment? Are they going to miss the appointment? You know, I don't think they're going to miss the appointment. Appointment, I believe, is there for everybody. Here's the appointment. The appointment is, which is in your mind, making the clear choice and understanding, do I believe in Jesus Christ as my Savior?
Run around and do whatever it is that we like. And that's just simply how she sums it up. We all have free will. So you want to believe in God, but you also want to do what you want to do. So sometimes people do bad things. Sometimes people drive and they hurt other people. So I just thought that.
No, thank you. Thank you. Because, yeah, because have you ever been mad at God? Yeah. I think it's common, right? Yeah, right, right. But I think for us as humans, us as people, things happen and we don't understand it. Yeah, we say why. Or we get mad at God. Why did that drunk person hit? Yeah, I remember when I was in ninth grade or something like that, one of the first times I had some buddies that they were out drinking and totaled their car, and one guy walked away and the other guy were at his funeral. You know, like, two days before, we were on the soccer field together, whatever we were doing, baseball or whatever. And why, God? Why did you let this happen? You know, and we could think of that same thing where Erica Kirk could have been saying the same exact thing. And all those people that stood on the stage, if it's from our president, our vice president, down to any cabinet member, down to janitor who sweeps the floor in the White House, right? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who the person is. Christ died, gave his blood for that person. And people have an appointment that we either have to believe what Jesus Christ has said, who he is as our Savior, which the prophets have said, this is who this man will be. Jesus, the Messiah, will be this man. And the prophets foretold that. And then the Jews rejected it. They made a choice. We all make a choice. The choice is, are we going to believe that Jesus Christ is our Savior or not? That's the choice. We all have that choice. We all have that because that one day, our appointment's coming, isn't it? Our appointment, Charlie Kirk had an appointment. It was too early, martyred, which when I brought up the other week, Martin Luther King, same thing. He had an appointment, believer, loved the Lord, and he had an appointment. We have people that have appointments. Jim, did you have... Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah. We have an expiration date and we miss it. If we have our expiration date, we don't know it. But if we go before and you aren't saved, you know where you're going, you're not going to heaven.
And some of us, like you said, we have an expiration date. Some people think, well, my expiration date, your expiration date is written on your back, right, Jim? Is that where it is? Like, we don't know, right? Charlie Kirk at 31 years old didn't know. Martin Luther King Jr. at 38 years old didn't know he was going to go home to be with the Lord that day. This, and we talked about this, the guy in France who was murdered, he didn't know that his expiration date was that day. Same day as Charlie Kirk. This Christian priest who was out speaking the gospel on the September 19th didn't know his expiration date was on September 19th. He didn't know. I think, and I always tell my kids, and we kind of laugh about it, I said, I'm going to live to be 100. My goal is to be 100. And I want to be at a table on my birthday with this big cake. And all my grandkids and kids are around, right? And that's what I envision. And I have all these candles. And I just want to blow the candles out and have a heart attack and fall right into that cake. Would that be like that? That's my out, right? Like that. We're having this big party, 100 years, boom, done, boom, out of here. Yeah, but I don't know. I just kind of use that as a joke. But we have an expiration date. We don't know when our expiration date is. We know we have an appointment. And with that appointment, we kind of accept it or reject it. But that appointment is there. That appointment is there. So the choice that we have, comes down to, as you said, free will. It's based up to a free will. We have the free will to walk away, just like the Jews here in verse 46, all scriptural. The Jews walked away from it. They rejected it. They walked away from Christ. Verse 48, all those, the Gentiles that were happy, all those that were appointed, because that appointment, that appointed, those appointed people, being the chosen. God knows. God knows. Does God say to people, well, I don't like you, so you're not coming into heaven? Not at all. God saying, let's go back to John. John 3:16, let's just jump in there real quick. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only, whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever, if you're a Jew, if you're a Muslim, if you're a Gentile, if you're Asian, if you're Hispanic, if you're European, if you're African, it says whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. That's what Scripture calls out. The salvation, the gospel that our founding fathers of the church, the apostles who went out and preached the gospel. And remember, I always go back to every time I bring up the apostles, because we have to remember this. There's 12 men, one left and before, right? But there's 12 men who all walked away from Jesus, every last one of them, even Peter, who was the beginning of the church, the church, you're following Christ, not saying Peter, you know what I'm saying, right? All walked away. But then they all came back because they knew the truth of who Jesus was, because they could not deny the fact that here's this man they just saw on the cross, who was brutally murdered and put on the cross and died and put into a tomb, and they saw the stone go over and they knew he was dead. Everybody knew he was dead. But then that same man, Jesus Christ, how many days later, 3 days later, is then meeting with them face to face. Face to face. So the apostles, which they were just like us, full human, not half God and half human, right? But they were full human. And they saw it. And the rest of their life, they dedicated life to preach that, to the point of, you're going to be killed if you don't stop saying this. I have to speak the truth. They have to continue to speak the truth, because when it comes down to it, they understood that God, the creator of the world, sent the only way for humans to be saved that was crucified, because it was talked about by the prophets and talked about all through Scripture. And all they did with their life was continue to walk the walk. They were beat up. They were broken. They were stoned. I always thought Bartholomew was skinned. They took him, that apostle. Imagine this. They took him and skinned him alive. So they cut his skin off. Did you ever skin a deer and you rip it down? That's what they did to an apostle. The brutal screaming, the pain and the agony, but yet he would not deny the gospel, because he knew God, the creator, sent his son to be our savior. Be our savior. They all know they had an appointment. And at their appointment, they said, you know what? I trust Jesus Christ. I walked away from him one time, but we saw him. He is the truth. What he talks about is the truth, and they continued to promote the gospel. We have an appointment. And like Jim said, we don't know our expiration date. We don't know our expiration date. It's coming. That's one thing we know. It's coming. And some of it might be quicker, some of it, but it's coming. What I guess with the non-understandingism, and so many times we have people that are pulling apart, well, this is within the church and the doctrine and denominations fighting one another, which is hard for me to see so many times. Years ago, I worked on a contract with Scripture Union. And I was supposed to, and I think I told you about this before, I was supposed to kind of build some, like a Bible reading program throughout the, Philadelphia. And my job was like, I was the sales guy to go and meet with all these churches and denominations and all these places in Philadelphia. So I was, when I sat down for this interview, they said, Jeff, do you have a problem? Would you have a problem meeting with the Catholics and the Presbyterians? I said, are you kidding me? Like, I don't have a problem meeting with a drunk addict in the morning and going in the afternoon. Let's bring it on. Because why? Because it's talking about the truth of Scripture. I don't have a problem with my brothers in different denominations. I want to show them the truth. This is what Scripture says. Let's not twist it. Let's not make it up for how humans think it should be. But what does Scripture say? What does Scripture say? Scripture tells us that we have an appointed time. Have you met that? I know many of you have been in this church for many, many years. And I assume that everyone's a believer, right? But I don't know. When your appointment is here, your appointment's here right now, because this world is nuts. And we don't know what our ex is going to be. Have you, when you came to the appointed time of a decision time in your life, have you said, yes, I believe Jesus Christ to be who he says he is. I have given my life to him. I know he died on the cross for me. I know he rose from the dead. I know he ascended into heaven. I know, as John also says, is no man comes to the Father, no man, except through who? Except through Jesus Christ. Except through Jesus Christ. Not how much money's in the bank. You know, not that we follow Peter as a church leader and we're involved in the church. No, not that. By what? By the salvation of Jesus. Only can get to the Father. And I remember the first time I heard that, Jeff, the only way you can get to heaven is by believing in Jesus Christ as your Savior. That's the only way. And many people say there's multiple ways. I believe there's multiple ways to come to Jesus. But Scripture tells me, like, you know, people say, well, you know, just because people get mad at that. But Scripture's clear. There's only one. You can find your way to Jesus, to speak to people's hearts and all sorts of and crazy, doesn't it? That we see where people say, well, I was in this spot in my life and all of a sudden I met Jesus. But you can't get to heaven. You cannot get to God without going through what Jesus says is you have to come. Through no man comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ. No man. No man. So where are you this morning on your appointment? Have you had an appointment? And at that appointment, have you believed? Have you chosen using your faith as a person saying yes, Lord? Yes, Lord. In that walk. Or quite ready because my expiration date, as Jim said, might not be for another 10 years and I'm going to live it up in part. You know, people do that all the time. In our society today, and I keep saying it's a spiritual battle. We see it, and we see it ramping up. We see Christians being killed more and more. And we saw what happened in our country. We see what's happening in Nigeria. We saw what's happening in Europe. We see all across the world this spiritual battle ramping up. It's ramping up. And it's going to ramp up until the end of time, until the last day, right? It's going to continue to ramp up because the spiritual battle is real. It's real. If you've never accepted Christ and you want to, come talk to me after this, right? And we'll pray, we'll talk, any questions, or you don't even have to come talk to me. You can just say, yes, Lord, I believe, and have salvation right where you're sitting. Because you don't need me. You don't need me, you need Jesus, right? That's what we need. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for salvation. Lord, I know that we all have an appointment. The appointment that we don't want to miss. Lord, I thank you when I was that I understood the necessity, me as a wicked, sinful person, knowing that I needed you. Lord, I pray that we as people in this church can continue to tell other people outside of this church of the need for you. Lord, I thank you for from people that were talking in here of our expiration date and the need that when we get mad at you, like how silly that is. Like we should not be mad at you, but we have this free will. Accept you, Lord. Help us to help people, just direct them to that realization of truth. Give us the wisdom on how to reach people better for you this coming week. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, as we close up, there's coffee, donuts in the back. If you have any questions, talk to me, and we'll leave it at that. Amen. Amen? We're dismissed.